I'm joined now by Anand Zaki again in Wellington studio. Welcome. Employment confidence at its best in nearly a year.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, its employment confidence has turned positive for the first time in 9 months, but workers expect it'll get harder to find a job. The Westpac McDermott Miller Employment Confidence Index rose 4.7 points to 104.4 in the March quarter. A reading above 100 indicates optimists outweigh the pessimists. Perceptions about current job opportunities fell for the sixth straight quarter, which Westpac says is consistent with its forecast of a further rise in unemployment. The bank's senior economist, Michael Gordon, says a couple of factors have driven the improvement in headline confidence.
People seem to be feeling a bit more confident about growth in their earnings. Now, it's something that has puzzled us a bit in the past, because we've seen some fairly solid pay increases in, in dollar terms, but they haven't been keeping pace with inflation for, at least going back a couple of years, they weren't keeping pace. With inflation coming off its highs now, I think there's maybe more of a sense that people are starting to get a bit ahead of things, and that's come through as a modest improvement on that part of the survey. The other part was, especially this time, was in job security. Now, that was a little surprising, I guess, given some of the stories around job cuts, particularly in the public sector, we've seen recently.
Michael Gordon says the survey was carried out before news of recent public sector job cuts. Another digital finance company is pushing for the Reserve Bank to reduce the amount of capital new entrants need to offer personal banking services. Payments concern Dosh says the government must act on last week's Commerce Commission draft report, which identified tough Reserve Bank requirements for new industry players as a barrier to competition in personal banking. Dosh co-founder and chief executive Shane Marsh says the RBNZ is out of step by requiring new entrants to have $30 million in capital, when somewhere about $5 to $10 million for small concerns would be more appropriate.
What we're going to need is the government to take action on the Commerce Commission recommendations. There will need to be firm actions and outcomes in the next 1 to 2 years in order for these firms to come in and start to compete. Then absolutely within 5 years' time, we could see a much different market. We both need open banking to progress and also the environment that enables competitors to come into the market. So that's reducing the capital required. It's about putting the support around new entrants and maybe making some of the funding that they need available.
Shane Marsh says the current rules have resulted in the state-funded Kiwi Bank being the only banking startup in the past 25 years. KiwiSaver provider Simplicity wants to diversify its investments by expanding into the private equity sector. It's taken a 19% stake in tax technology company Tax Traders and its related startup Taxi. Simplicity Managing Director Sam Stubbs says there are plenty of opportunities for the fund manager to invest, and it can benefit from its status as a non-profit KiwiSaver provider. He says the fund is keen to target profitable family-owned businesses.
It's typically been very difficult for private equity to access that, but because we're a KiwiSaver provider and a default one and a non-profit one, we're basically able to go to family-owned businesses and say, hey, listen, we'd just like to own a minority stake in you. We don't want to sit on your board. We don't want to tell you what to do. We just want you to carry on doing what you do, knowing that the small stake in your company that we own, all the profits of that will go back to our KiwiSaver members.
Sam Stubbs says its approach is different from other private equity firms, which typically want returns in 7 years instead of focusing on even longer term returns. Turbulence has struck plane maker Boeing in a big way. The company's chair and chief executive are to go by the end of the year, and the company's commercial plane head has gone immediately. The company's been mired by faulty work, a poor safety record, significant delays in delivering planes, and is subject to several official investigations in the US. It sees everything that Boeing's share price rose on the news of the departures. Bank of America analyst Ronald Epstein says whoever takes over has a long list of problems to solve.
This new CEO is going to have to oversee rebuilding relationships with the primary regulator or regulators globally, rebuilding relationships with airline customers who we've just mentioned, right, are upset, rebuilding relationships with the flying public, right? I mean, sadly, we've seen Boeing memes all over the place, rebuilding relationships with the supply chain, rebuilding relationships with employees on the inside the company, while contemplating developing a new airplane.
That's aviation analyst Ronald Epstein. 25 past 12, let's check in now on the financial markets with Brad Gordon of Hobson Wealth. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon.
The local share market, I see it's turned a bit sour this morning after a good day yesterday.
Yeah, it hasn't quite managed to hold on to those strong gains of yesterday. The NZX 50 Gross Index currently down 46 points at 12,021. And amongst the majors, Auckland International Airport down 4 cents at $8.21. A2 Milk down 6 cents at $6.68. Contact Energy up 4 cents at $8.38. Chorus down 10 cents at $7.69. EBOS up 17 cents at $34.75. Fletcher Building down 6 cents at $4.11. Fish and Paco Healthy, a very strong day yesterday, down 18 cents at $26.24. Heartland up 1 cent at $1.19. Mercury down 9 cents at $6.76. Meridian down 6 cents at $5.86. Main Freight down 44 cents at $69.55. Ryman bucking the trend there a little bit, up 4 cents at $4.44. And Spark unchanged at $4.86.
Okay, not long since Australia's Open. How's it looking over there?
Yeah, tepid open over there for the S&P ASX 200, currently down 31 points at 7,780, with just the banks and resources off slightly. ANZ down 17 cents at 28.98, and BHP down 7 cents at 43.81.
Okay, how's the dollar looking today?
The New Zealand dollar is buying 92.56 Australian cents, 60.01 US cents against the Japanese yen at 90.84. Against the Great Britain pound sterling at 0.4747 and against the euro at 0.5536. The New Zealand trade weighted index at 70.5.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
The 3-month bank bill rate at 5.67%, 10-year government bond rate at 4.57%, Brent crude at $86.75 US dollars, and spot gold at $2,168 US dollars.
Thank you, Brad. That's Brad Gordon of Hobson Wealth with our market update. And in other business news this afternoon, share trading in medicinal cannabis company CannaSouth has been halted because of a dispute with some investors, which could upset an urgently needed capital raising. It says it's trying to resolve the dispute and it needs the new capital to remain solvent. And we will bring you a wrap of the day's news and numbers around 5:30 in Checkpoint. But for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.
Thank you very much, Anand Zaki.